my testimony on Tuesday morning when I was doing inner healing. We were talking about issues, you know, like when our buttons are pushed and we respond in anger or fear or whatever we do. And I said, well, I still have one thing I'm dealing with, and that's the word trapped. You know, I don't know why. I don't like being trapped, like sitting in a car when Harvey goes in the bank and stays there for 30 minutes, or trapped on a boat and I can't get to land. And, you know, I don't like that feeling of being trapped. But I said, I need to get over that, because what if during the time Christians are persecuted, I'm put in jail, and that's a trap. You know, what would I do if I can't stand being trapped? So Don, he's not here this morning, he stands up over there and said, well, I've been praying while you're talking, and the reason is that you're impatient. And I said, okay, I'll pray about that, you know. So I left the church, and I'm thinking, yeah, I know I'm not the most patient person in the world. You know, I'm tapping my fingers, somebody's 5 minutes late, when are they going to get here, you know. I'm not real patient, but, I mean, it's not like I'm a murderer or something, you know. And then I went, oh, wow, I have no repentance about that, because I'm justifying it like it's not that big of a sin, you know. So I said, okay, God, you know, I need you to grant me repentance on impatience. So I'm going to just start studying the word patience. Wow, what a word. And that's what I was going to preach on this morning, was patience. Because patience is one step of our preparation right before godliness. He is the God of patience and consolation. Man, there's words about ministers being patient, about the patience of the apostles. And I went, patience is huge. I need to have it, you know. I've had more of it this week than I've ever had before, because I realized being patient and joyful in tribulation. Wow. And I hope I get to bring that next week, maybe, and I get to live it all week and have better testimony about it. But what I did realize was, we want to see the release of God, right? We want God to be released through us. And we know that is the full release of His love. His power comes through His love and His mercy. Well, when we're going down the list of things He has to do in us, we have to have faith. And we have to add virtue. We start getting a little more moral. I'm not going to steal and lie anymore. I'm going to kill my neighbor. You know, we start gathering some morality. But as the list goes and it comes to patience, that's one step before godliness, leading to brotherly kindness, charity, the release of charity, the full power of the love of God. So He's working that patience in us. And patience is enduring affliction and problem and pressure and disappointment and all those things. Enduring it, knowing that it is the completion of God's preparation in us. So you know what He does? He lets us get disappointed on purpose. He lets us get demolished on purpose. He lets us get pressured and persecuted and all these things on purpose, so that we patiently endure it, knowing it is God completing the work of transforming us into the image of Christ, so that He can live through us. Now, I didn't get to preach it, but that's the outline. It's really going to transform our life, and I think that's where we're at. Because the pressures right now are tremendous. The affliction, the pressures, the disappointments, all of it is so tremendous in our life right now. But if we can see the purpose of it, we can accept it. That's how we rejoice in tribulation. The purpose of it, the presence of God, the fullness of God, the oneness with God, and the release of God through our life. That's where we're headed. You know, I keep looking around because I'm trying to find Lois, and I don't know where she went. Is she in here? No, she'll be back in a minute. We'll delay until she gets in here. I had, yesterday morning, I was getting ready, and God started speaking to me, saying, I'm going to bring words to people, and I'm going to bring it through all kinds of people. It could be a stranger on the street. It could be anybody who walks through that door we've never seen before. It might be somebody you don't even like or respect. It could be anybody. He said, and I want you to be open to realize I'm going to speak into you in new and different ways. And I want you to hear. I want your ears to be open. Well, then I saw in my mind, I saw Lois. and felt like he said, I'm going to bring a word through her. And sure enough, before I got out the door, because we had to go across state yesterday, Lois calls me and said, God gave me a word for the church. And I said, I am all ears. Whatever it is, I already know it's God because he told me she was going to call.
I was reading the Bible on Saturday in my armchair. I was reading in Haggai, and I'm like, Haggai? Where even is that, and why am I in this book? And, you know, I just was a little bit surprised at the Lord's leading. Then I read this verse, and it just popped, you know, like the Spirit just illumined it. And it says, the glory of this better house now shall be greater than that of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in that, what he's saying is the glory is his presence. And he's getting ready to come and increase his presence in this place. But we have a job to do first. And that is we have to get on our knees and beg God for his presence in this place, in all the people, in the singers, in the speakers, in the Sunday school teachers. We have got to do that first. Before anything else can happen in this place, we've got to have God, and I'll say what Harvey says. If God's presence is not here, I'd rather go bowling. Because it's vanity. We're just getting together, we're singing religious songs, we're hearing the word, but it's just, our senses are dull, and we need our soil of our heart to be fertile, to receive the seed and the word, and we need to beg God out of desperation that he would be here amongst us, and all people would know that he is with us. And I just praise the Lord that I've been praying that, and he is going to do it. And would you all join and pray for that too? That's what the Lord wanted, the word for the church.
Dear God, thank you so much for our church. Thank you that we have a house where you can meet with us as a group, and that you can do mighty miracles, and you can change us through the word, and you can help us to learn to love one another, and that we might start by loving our family. The church is, the marriage is to be a picture of Christ in the church. And Christ adores his church. And would that husbands and wives would adore each other and love each other and have that flow out to their neighbors, flow out to their other family members, flow out to the community, flow out to the church members. Oh God, give us hearts to be lovers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You know how to claim a prayer? When they're praying it, say, do it in me, God, do it in me. Amen. Agree. Ask him to do it in you.
This, for a while, when we're doing our family Bible reading, we have been reading out of Leviticus, and it's very tedious. It's about the tabernacle and what the priests need to do and the sacrifices. And this is what I read today, actually yesterday. It's all about God is telling Moses what he wants done, and they are obeying. And it said in chapter 8, and Moses did as the Lord commanded, and the assembly was gathered together in unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moses said unto the congregation, this is the thing which the Lord commanded to be done. And today we read this morning before we came to church, and Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. It was because of their obedience to doing what God said to do, what Moses said to them that God said, and they did it, and this is what they got. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces.
Yes,
so we need to burn the fat, and we need to put the burnt offering on and let it burn up and let the glory of the Lord come.